Eita, 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 olande ipiko Zimbabwe omuhle. You're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection. Nasi, muswa 22 January 2019. Welcome to Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chidiki, uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Our youth program, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets to tackle anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Alright, ontanga Zimbabwe omuhle tinogamuchira emchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Last week ontanga here on The Connection uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo we tackled the internet issue eZimbabwe. Sibone uhulumende secitsha ubulembu bokuzilibazisa ubulembu obe internet. That's the issue that we tackled, and then of course for those that didn't have much knowledge as to why our government had turned off the internet, this of course was following a protest eyaqala ngomhlaka 14 January apho takaona masangano akasiyana siyana abo this flag abo ZCTU organizing a protest, and sibone abantu abasakhulayo bephuma ngobuningi babo beyotshengisela. Now after shutting down the internet izolo, we heard ama courts eZimbabwe city lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende was illegal, so of course they had to turn the internet back on. So now ontanga focusing on udaba lokutshengisela ngiyaye kuratidzira, we saw last year in August sibone abantu abayi 6 bebulawa after ama protests ayenzakala, sabona abanengi beshawa abantu abaningi were injured. And of course, we saw a lot of property being destroyed. That was the same story that was told ngomhlaka 14 January last week. Lapho sabona inengi. Thus far, since the 14th of January, sesibone abantu abayi 12 who have been confirmed ukuthi sebeshonile. Sesibone abantu abedlula 400 who have been arrested. And of course, the story continues on and on and on. So lamhlanje kuhlelo, we want to be talking about the protests in Zimbabwe. We've seen a lot of young people at the forefront of these protests. So what I'm trying to understand is, first of all, nina abantu abasakhulayo, imi sevanhu vechidiki, you the youth of Zimbabwe, what exactly is your target? What exactly is your goal? What exactly is your aim? When you go out there in the streets and you're saying, okay, ngiyotshengisela, I'm going to protest, what exactly are you looking to get out of this? Especially bearing in mind the fact that there's a possibility ukuthi kulabantu abazashona, kulabantu abazakhahlamiza, a lot of people might be hurt, a lot of property may be broken. What exactly are you trying to get out of this? Plus 1-202-619-2077 is the number to call. We're also broadcasting, of course, on radio on our 4930 shortwave frequency and other frequencies. Ontanga sikhona njalo ku Facebook emakhasinethu amathathu, sikhona ku VOA Ndebele Tripopa, VOA Shona, and we're there on VOA Studio 7. We're also on our three web pages, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com. What ontanga singakangeni kuhlelo zechirongwa. Before we get into today's program, let me give you guys a little taster of what we have in tune for you today. Check it out. Yebo, yebo, Zimbabwe omuhle, hothi silitshengise phela ukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo, what exactly do we have in store for you? So pay attention, let's check it out.
Tonight on The Connection, we talk to young people about the protests that have happened in Zimbabwe, which have led to loss of lives and property being destroyed. Are protests the way to garner the government's attention? Have they generated the desired results? Tell us what you think. Plus 1-202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join tonight's program. You're tuned in to The Connection on Studio 7.
Hey, ontanga manzwaka, nyayiri momchirongwa, nasi, tinoku gamchirai mchirongwa chedu chewechidiki. chirongwa cheku Studio 7 chaka nangana nekuzeya nyaya dzinoenderana nevana vechidiki ndisati vana chete asi vanhu vechidiki nekuti mukati vana mungotaurawo nevana vechidiki saka nhasi muchirongwa tiri kutaurawo nyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitika kuZimbabwe takaonawo last week zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakabuda vakanoratidzira mumigwagwa ukoko kuZimbabwe takanzwa takaonawo sangana reZCTU tikaonawo anana this flag vachibudawo mumigwagwa vachinoratidzirawo nevanhu vechidiki vekuZimbabwe thus far takanzwawo kuti pane vanhu 12 vakaurawa so far umwe waripo wechidiki anonzi Kevin Choto muchaonawo vhidhiyo yake tikaonawo tanzwawo zvekare kuti pane vanhu vanopfuura 400 vari mujeri thus far saka chatiri kudonzwa kubva kwamuri mhuri yedu yekuZimbabwe imi nemaondero yenyu kuratidzira uku kuri kuitwawo nevanhu kuZimbabwe especially vanhu vechidiki kuri kubatsira here ndicho chinhu chichaita kuti hurumende ateerere zvichemo zvevechidiki here pindai muchirongwa tikuru kuresewa navo vechidiki zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe +12026192077 ndiyo nhamba yekutifonera munogonawo kunyora macomments pafacebook page edu saka tichamaverenga macomments yilo ludavo lukone kutwini namhlanje ontanga siyalamukela lonke kuhlelo labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove namhlanje kuhlelo weare talking about ukutshengisela okwenziwa ngabantu abatsha eZimbabwe ngeviki edlule sibone abantu abatsha bephuma ngobuningi babo beyotshengisela emgwaqweni sibone njalo inhlanganiso yeZCTU iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions njalo inhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela hashtag this flag yona ekhokelwa ngumfundisi Evan Mawarire bonke babekhona nabetshengisela as a result of ukutshengisela lokho sibone iproperty enengi was destroyed sibone njalo thus far abantu abedlula 12 sengizithi abedlula abantu abayi 12 that have been confirmed dead and sesibone njalo abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezi 400 beboshiwe ontanga ngenani kuhlelo tell us is it worth it tell us do you think ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo lokhu kutshengisela ukwenziwa ngabantu abatsha eZimbabwe kuyasiza na +12026192077 yoli nombolo yokusixhuma khona but ontanga singakahambi kude before we go far we're still talking about indaba lena we're still talking about nyaya e we're still talking about the issue of how many people have been confirmed dead in Zimbabwe amongst them is young 22-year-old football player young man Kevin Choto, who had his whole future ahead of him. Before we get into today's topic, let's take a look at what happened to Kevin Choto. Tinoti yaya captain wedu famba zvakanaka
just the revolution that took away his life but he was not involved in any kind of politics and that on that fateful day he was just going to see what was happening on the highway then I think the person who shot him thought he was an NPC activist was just a footballer and it's a sad story he was just this week this coming week was went to South Africa was invited for trials in a certain football club
yebo libonile young Kevin Choto 22-year-old young gentleman recently lost his life due to the protests that happened Well, ontanga, we're streaming live sikhona ku radio on our 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz. Sikhona njalo on our three web pages, www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com. We're also there on www.voazimbabwe.com. For our Facebook fanatics, laba basithandayo, sikhona ku Facebook on our three Facebook pages, voashona.com, sikhona njalo ku voandebele.com, tiripo zvekare pa VOA Studio 7, com. Let's get chatting on Tanga. Write your comments in the comments section or give us a call in the studio. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call, or text us on WhatsApp +1 202 465 0318. Do your number to phone it up. All right, Ntanga, well, masiqhubekele phambili singena kuhlelo lamhlanje. Joining me in studio, Ntanga, to help me discuss issue lena protest eZimbabwe. Sibone abantu abasakhulayo sengishilo. We've seen the consequences of the protests that are happening. Joining me in studio to help me discuss this issue is a good friend of mine, Zimbabwean young gentleman, studies in America, PhD student, Kelvin Mandula. Kelvin.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Nice to be here, Mike.
Usungenile kuhlelo.
Indeed.
So, ngeviki edlule sibone abontanga bephuma ngobunengi babo thakawona uzwikhari masangano akasiyana sana. We've seen the heads of different organizations abo Japheth Moyo abaphasa abantu abasakhulayo, like young people who are constantly protesting. For example, a youth activist uJapheth Sengisithi Japheth, uJosphat Mzacangulube ngale kobulawayo, who have all been arrested due to these protests. Are these protests helping abantu abasakhulayo?
It's really unfortunate that this is the way we have to go. When this government came in, the president, Mnangagwa, one of the things he kept saying, he's a listening president. Mm-hmm. And for us to end up having to express as young people our views in this loud manner, a destructive manner, really shows that either somebody's not listening. Mm-hmm. By rights, issues of fuel increase, wages, etc., should have been discussed at a policy level or taken to parliament and they debate, and we come out at least having expressed the people's views. When people take to the streets, it's a blunt instrument. It leads to loss of life, as you can see, destruction of property. People have lost their businesses. It has unintended consequences. But what other choice, you ask, do young people have at this stage to express themselves, to really grab the government's attention?
But is this something that's beneficial for abantu abasakhulayo? This is not the first time that young people have gone out in their masses, protested, and of course the result, unfortunately, like I said, happened in August. We saw abantu abayi 6 killed. This year we've seen 12 thus far killed.
No, it's not beneficial, Mike, because to me it's becoming a culture. And this government response, heavy-handed with live ammunition, is also becoming a culture. And it's a negative development as far as I'm concerned. Part of the new dispensation should have been that we think and we debate policy before we move ahead. This government doesn't seem to do so. It's very reactionary in the way it's doing things. And always policy reversals. Mthuli cuts wages, and then he puts them back up again for cushioning. Clearly is not a clear line of thinking, and forcing people to then have to go way of protest. It's not helping our youth to be exposed to such things. I saw young school children, primary school children, barefoot running
out there.
What does it do to the mentality to be exposed to such things? Their teachers being assaulted. Our grandmothers, it's very uncultural. Uchayo mamas, chayo koko, okoko crying at the feet of police officers. These are things we thought we had done away with. Ngesika Sabo Smith, we are seeing them returning again to our landscape.
So, kahle abontanga bona kumele bayenzeni njengoba enye, like I said, I was using an example of uMnumzana uJosphat Mzacangulube. He's one of the youths that I actually spoke to before he got arrested. And funny enough, when I spoke to him on Thursday, he said, "I'm in a mic and I'm hiding." And if I don't make it, because he was one of the people that I had invited, but he obviously hasn't made it. And he told me, I won't make it. Ithuba likhona lokuthi I'll get arrested. Now, uMzaca yena uthi he feels as though ukutshengisela is the only way. Ngenxa yokuthi he feels like he's at war. Uthi he has to fight for his next meal. Uthi he has to fight for whatever he feels is necessary or that some people feel should be given to the youth.
Yes.
What is supposed to happen?
Well, it's unfortunate when you are dealing with a government which doesn't really voluntarily give up democratic space to its citizens. You have to go this route. It happens the world over. Here in this country where we are, when we talk of civil rights, they had to fight for those rights in the very same way with water cannons, with dogs biting them. In our neighbors to the south, in South Africa, it was the same way. Unfortunately, in Zimbabwe, we are also forcing our citizens to go the same way. It's a painful, it's an unnecessary path, and in this day and age, where we expect our leaders to really understand certain issues without having to be pulled by the ear by the citizen. So it's unfortunate, and really, any life that is lost, it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary waste of life for young people like we just saw Kevin, for things which, if it was a listening government, they would really, even if they cannot resolve the issue immediately, but by words and at least outlining a plan, people can go back to work saying they are working on, like we saw with the doctors. They can go back and say at least they heard us and they are working on something. This is, I think, would have been a better response.
Uke wathi lapho uMongameli, when he was in action trying to get attain ama votes,
right,
uthembisile uZulu, he promised vanu achiti aiwa inahangu uthi ndikaba mthungamirire wenyika, I will be a listening president.
Right.
In your opinion, do you feel like vaMnangagwa is being a listening president?
Not at all. Not at all. Or at least who he listens to, it appears, is not the people of Zimbabwe. He has a constituency which is not us, the people on the street, certainly not us as young people. Because what are our aspirations are not being prioritized by this government. He went to Russia recently, and I was listening to what he has agreed with the Russians. Modernization of the military. This is not things which help us to become a middle-income country and for our young people. So our issues are not prioritized. He listens to other people, but it's not us, the general popularity of Zimbabwe, it seems.
Anyaguzwa manduna, hoti ngikubambe kancane, and let me go move over. Ontanga liyamuzwa umnumzana uKelvin Manduna uyasho ukuthi ngombono wakhe uhulumeni nokhanya ngani uyaphambanisa. But joining me in studio is another activist, young gentleman, umnumzana uSteven Sibanda. Sibanda, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwabatsha, umnumzana unjani?
Ngiyabonga, kunjani saphule Zimbabwe?
Hayi, siyaphila thina, ngilethemba njalo ukuthi abalaleli bona bayaphila. Steven, singakathinta udaba olukhona egudwini namhlanje. Can you tell me ukuthi isimo okwamanje sinjani ngale Zimbabwe?
Ya, okwamanje ngathi isimo sibuthule eZimbabwe. Nesimo ngathi ku-tense in fact internally. Ngaphandle abantu babona kuyingani into zilungile, but ngaphakathi into kazibanga kuhle. Singakhangela edolobheni laseHarare, imini namhlanje bekule buthi ade libhotabhota phela imibhobho amapholisa ngathi emalokishini anjengase-Warren Park lasekwadlana. Kulamaphoyisa njalo etown CPD sokule riot athi.
Sike saxoxa Steven, wangitshela ukuthi wena ubona ngani hayi kuqakathekile ukuthi abontanga baphume ngobuningi babo baqhubekele phambili betshengisela. Do you still have the same, do you still stand by the same position?
Yes, I do stand with my position ukuthi ama youth aseZimbabwe must rise up and defend their territory at the same time. Save the next generation. Uyabona singakhayela kwamanje uma singekela umulo seZimbabwe ngokunje singabanika about 5 more years kwiZANU-PF isemandleni kule nto esiyabe siyenzile siyathi we'll be let down the next generation. So we have to stand up, have our voice heard, have our mind realized. Bakhulume ngawo bamukele ingqondo esilayo eZimbabwe njengabantanga.
Manje Steven, njengoba siyabona abantu abasha are being killed, abantu abasha are being hurt, abantu abasha are being arrested, do you feel ukuthi ukutshengisela lokhu is worth it? Is there no alternative means to get what we want?
Yeah, if I can take you back to the Josiah Tongogara era, the Jay-Z era, yabona. Amayouth wakho asukumaya akhuluma.
Arrests, beatings, and what activists say are widespread.
Yeah, as some of I'm concerned about the struggle. The voices may be suppressed, yabona. But it doesn't mean that's the end. And the struggle is not all that easy. It's not a easy work, yabona. We have to expect anything. Our arrest, expect death, expect our prison terms, our prison life, yeah.
Kodwa nina Steven, nina njengabantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe, what is the point of the protest? Nifunani?
As Zama youth, we want an independent state. Mm-hmm. As much as I'm concerned, this Zimbabwe is an independent nation, but if people long for freedom, we're not free in Zimbabwe. If you speak your mind, you get arrested. If you try to demonstrate, you get beaten. At times, you are killed. You talk of it as Zamara today. Is not known where, is not known who to have, yeah. So as soon as I want a free nation, want an independent state, yeah, whereby we can express our views freely, whereby we can actually demonstrate, and actually take the state head on, like it's one other love. So, you know, if you go for a demonstration, you get arrested, you know. By doing so, each state is actually trying to demoralize Abanye Afuna Wenza the same thing. So what you want is a free nation and independent Zimbabwe.
Okay, what's in Ubambe Gangane, Stephen? Thank you so much, Mungeno, sharing in Ubambe Gangane Kumanang. It's a good man. Manduna Yamuzu, Stephen.
Yamuzu.
What do you have to say about that?
I think he's really speaking for the plurality of our youth in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people want to enjoy the freedoms that their peers elsewhere around the world are enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to express themselves, then they can be creative, even to create their own jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that in a free and open society.
Mm-hmm.
What we are seeing here is a government trying to recreate a Rhodesia of the 1960s with security branch and pieces of legislation that are archaic.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't work in the 21st century.
So then what is the solution? Is it about changing the government, or is it about having the government to listen to the people?
Well, the solution is very difficult, Mike. This, I hear people saying changing the government. I don't know how feasible such a solution
what?
Is. How do you do it?
Mm.
What are people suggesting when they change the government? How? Mm-hmm. What is the mechanism to achieve it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or are we to follow what is there constitutionally? He was elected and so on, and whether people are happy with it or not. And he himself, I feel myself, should rather reshuffle his cabinet as a matter of urgency and maybe bring on different faces that can really help him to move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he has appetite to do that, I'm not convinced he has. He hasn't shown to be a decisive president who moves with urgency when matters require. He's very aloof, and that seems to be his approach. So
right.
I'm not optimistic.
Okay. We'll take you back and then we'll come back to you. We have a caller. Caller, Mtereri. Hello, we welcome you to our program. Hello, Mtereri Muripo.
Hello.
Yebo.
Hi,
what are you? Muriter.
Hi, it's Nora Rama. Magadini wo.
Hi, why is Tripo? Karam Jifara. Aru kuta ora paru narendian.
Ndika samula chikanyi je.
All right, wakasangula. Saka mapinda kamchurongwa baba tudze o maundring. Saka imi ni maondero yenyu kuratidzira uku kuri kuitwa nevechidiki kuri kubatsira here?
Ni pamavonero angu handina handioni pane pembedzo because zvacho zviri kuitika kana vanhu vakazama kuungana semaunganiro avari kuita kuzama kuti vasunganidze vaite chisungo hwani vava kupindirazve vava kurohwa saka kurohwa nekuurawa upenyu hwavamwe kahuri kutorasika
saka todii manje nekuti at some stage a point vanhu vanofanira kuti hurumende anofanira kutiteerera ka.
Yeah, vanhu vanofanira kuti vakaisa chichemo ngachishandiswe sechichemo kwete kuti taisa chichemo mava kupinda shumba mukati mechichemo chataita tichida kuzama kugadzirisa pakare zvese. Imwe mava kupinda shumba mukati kuti ibvonyongedze zviya mava kuwedzera problem pamusoro peproblem.
Aiwa, takunzwai vakazangula, tinotanda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Maita basa zvenyu.
Yamuzi ukazangura.
Yamuzwa. And Mike, I think for Zimbabweans, the question we really want to ask is, what happened that Mnangagwa has decided to pursue a scorched earth policy like this? This is a president who did 27 trips abroad, preaching this message of open for business, meeting with ambassadors, etc. What has forced this U-turn? Is something at play that is causing these policy gymnastics?
Izolo simbone umongameli ese Twitter esithi okay, I of course there were things that happened izinto went wrong. What was sokuyisikhathi se national dialogue labantu from churches ama political parties achieneyo. Is that a right move for him? Is that something that can bring the country to ease? Is that something that can move in the right direction for abantu abasakhulayo?
I mean, it's a right move if it's followed up by action. But we are finding that this president, he talks a lot, but he delivers little. He's very good on telling the audience what they want to hear. From the time of the elections, wherever, which audience he's speaking to, he tells them what they want to hear, but he's very weak on following up with action. And the people of Zimbabwe are asking for action. We don't want to hear, I want to talk. Tell us, I have set an appointment with Chamisa, and we are meeting next week. This is what people want to hear. Or I'm meeting with civil society next week. Tell us the people who are arrested. Give them bail as a gesture. Right? This is what people want to see is action, not just promises of dialogue on Twitter, which I don't know if people have access to.
They do now. Go to Hoti Gitato Mlaleli, and then we'll come to you, Babugele Betu, Abakona, go Facebook, and Rugunzo Otinem Tereri, Silom Laleli, Kola Kola, hello, Mapinda Mchironga, Usungeni, Legutlelo Labasakula.
Thank you very much.
Yes, zita ndiyan baba.
Brian Mabuko.
Wa Mabuko, zirukufamba.
Zirukufamba.
Murukupi kwa ucho, murukufundra murukupi.
Ndiye kuguruwe.
Kuguruwe, right. Baba mapinda mchirongwa chewe chidiki. Tipe oka maonre nyo.
Maonre nyo ndiye kuti wanwalu shungurudu wazisinga yete. Saka takida kuchukumbiro ucho kuti sada kine EU wapindile upanya za kafana zizi vod urumendi ya pandugira kuziru zivano.
Saka murukona waka vechi diki last week ne msue mvuru waka buda waka noratizira wangu waka roa wangu waka sungwa wangu wa pane 12 vaurawa ne maonre nyu yu kuratizira kukuruku itua kukuruku batzira ere
kuratiza uku kuri kubatsira nokuti mamiriro akaita zvino munyika ana kumira zvakanaka saka vanhu vaita kuratidzira kwangu asina dambudziko nokuti vanhu vane nyuduto mumwoyo mavo zvinofanira kugadziriswa nehurumende but hurumende yashandura zvinhu yakurova vanhu vakuuraya vanhu haisi ndiyo ansa inofanira kunge ichitaurwa nevanhu kana zvine hurumende kuvanhu saka taida kukumbira kuti hurumende igadzirise matambudziko ane nyunyuto dzevanhu kwete kuuraya vanhu nekuti ishu yapa kuti vanhu varatidzire ishu yekuti president vaka anaunsa price ye fuel ndo ya raise everything kusvika pakasvika apo kusvika kuti vanhu vazovurawo. Saka vanhu vakaratidzira vaine inyunyuto yekuti vagadziriswe matambudziko avakusangana nawo. Ndova nenyaya yedu ipapo.
Alright, haiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vamabuko. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa baba.
Maitabasa.
Vamusi mabuko uti ngombono wake ukutshengisela lokho kumele kuqhubele phambili njalo kuyasiza wena uthini
vamabuko zvesadric neau de mamboita steady.
Why usho kanjalo?
We've been down that road for years now. SADC this, tribunal, blah, blah, they are not the solution for us. If you look in SADC right now in the region, we have several countries in a disastrous situation. We have just had an election in DRC disputed. SADC is there again. Madagascar is another case. SADC is there again. They don't provide... Who are the people you ask themselves, the heads of state in many of the countries of SADC? Are they under a cloud? So to ask them to now provide a solution for you, I think is a bit far-fetched. We have to find a solution at home amongst ourselves.
Kanjani ngoba abantu bayabulawa, abantu bayazama, abantu bathi hayi sisikhulumile, sivotile, abanye bayathi hayi sivotile kodwa ivote yami yatshontshwa. Kanjani? How do you fix an issue like this?
I think let's see what is the reaction now that the president is back on the ground. Let's see how the people engage him. I think the opposition now has to also step up to be the voice of the people here in a, in a, in a much more constructive and forceful way in how they can engage the government. And right now, you cannot tell we have MPs. They are quiet. They've been fighting for Amatizet and cars. But now here comes the national issue. Where are they?
No, you but know? Even when we're talking about Utabalolo, you just brought up my MPs.
Right.
You spoke about Utabunangani. It's important that MDC come out in with their strength.
They now but need to...
Abanye are in hiding. Yes,
but you know these things now call for bravery from... the leading lights of civil society and opposition. They have to now lead from the front. It can be students and so on who are leading from the front.
But even when you say about e civic society, nangu Ivan, nangu Chafet Moyo, bonke bayabosh.
This will happen. Obunangangu wababosh at one point as well. But today they are the ones leading.
So utukumele baqine vet?
They have mele baqine. And I know it sounds... selfish, I'm saying it in the safety of my of your
South America.
But this is the only way we can move things forward. The opposition, their leaders, they have to engage this government now beyond to say, "I must talk to us." They have to go beyond that now. The people have no other outlet beyond the protesting.
All right. Regai tu wono wakaut imi vati redu murukti chipa ma Facebook page edu akasiana siana. Pa VOA State 7 mbonu Nancy Moridzi uti live streaming from Murambinda kubuhera uko. Aiwa, mapinda mchurongwa sisi Nancy, thank you so much. No maposa rukti, good evening H Zimbabwe. So, kata zigilu Noel. Peter Makuleke aruti takati ti watching from South Africa, Cape Town. Zhukufamba ere mkoma Peter. Baba Flo Terere aruti watching from Rome. Hey wena aruku Italy uko. Simba aruti live streaming from Nyika. Kubikita uyu Wilfred Chishaya aruti urikwa. Ndiani kwa iwacho mkoma wizard. Aiwa tukuko nai masa menu. Ekasin letu LVO Ndebele. Welcome Shai uti. Where do you broadcast from? Sagazela Lapa. Sigwele Meliga mnumzana. A Voice of America. Kodwa we broadcast to Zimbabwe daily, every day. Monday through Sunday. Live talk ikona. Monday through Friday. Umsagazo we Studio 7. Intaba zetu eze Ndebele. Njalo eze Shona. Zikona njalo emsakazweni wethu owe Studio 7 Monday through Monday vele ngizathi Monday through Monday ngenxa ukuthi sikhona 7 days a week. UAndelin Sibanda uthi hi there watching from South Africa, can you call me? Hayi sizakudinga Sibanda ungasabi. Thukunza uthina mthereri, we have another call ecingweni. Caller caller mthereri mapinda mchirongwa.
Hello.
Yes yes baba, how are you?
Oh sawubona kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila, unjani putom?
Awa ngiyathokoza kakhulu, awa ngithokoze uThoma ukukhuluma nawe kwihlelo labantwana labantu abasha leli wena baba Mike Wove.
Wothi ngiyenza i-guest game ngumfundisi lo, angithi kuthi chat moya.
Yes.
Azishe wena mfundisi skipani.
Awa azikhiphi lutho, azikhiphi lutho, awa azikhiphi lutho. No into ngifuna kuyitsho ne baba, the way ngibona ngakhona lapha kulizwe lakithi lapha eZimbabwe for kubantu abatsha i-age yethu le abazalwa since 1980 until namhlanje, the way ngibona ngakhona angeke sizuze lapha elizweni lela ngenxa yokuthi masikhangela siyabona ukuthi abantu abatsha sebagcwele amanye amazwe baphumile lapha elizweni bafuna impilo. Even namhlanje uma ubona abantu ngena emastrike ini bayenza zonke izinto leza indaba yokuthi bona bazulohlungu bakwathile so that's why bona izinto ziyenzeka lapha ekhaya kusokuthi mawubona abantu abatsha bayenza into zifana lezo sinabafo abaningi basebenza imali bayirholayo nje ekhaya ayibayenzeli next and abanye bafuna ukuthi bayeke umsebenzi ukuthi kungcono bahlale abanye bathi kungcono sihlale siyolima ngengekuthi imali le siyasebenza umsebenzi omkhulu mara imali yakhona ayisebenzi so uyobona ukuthi izinto zifana lezo izinto ziswa abantu abatsha obuhlungu and even masikhangela nyamhlanje uyabona mabakhangisela lapha endleleni bayenza zonke izinto abantu baningi abantu abatsha kuthiuthi abantu abatsha bakwatile nabo bafuna ukubonisa ukuthi uhulumeni nathi sikhona sibhekeni sikhangeleni nathi sifuna something bafundile abaningi bayenzile yonke into and nyamhlanje the way bayenza ngakhona kuphumelele even ma baphumelele amanye amazwe umsebenzi ayikho akusilula ukuthi ma ufundile ilizwe lakho ma ufika kufanele ukuthi uye South Africa kuphinda kubha akusilula ukuthi uyothola umsebenzi lapho uyofika uhlalo mhlawumbe ugcine uthengisa amabhanana and siyabona abosesi bethu the way bayenza ngakhona the way baphathwa ngakhona into embi khulu so into yenzeka lapha elizwe lakithi into esohlungu mara the way ngibona ngakhona isikhathi sokuthi thina abantu basezimbabwe or thina abasha wonke umuntu even nabakhulu isikhathi sokuthi sikhona ukubambana sikhona ukuba neplani eright iplani yokuyenza ukuthi ukusasa maybe izizukulwana lezi abantwana bethu sinabo bakhona ukuphila impilo ehle and even ma ubona nje yonke into ayikhambi kahle for thina abantu bayenzile bayenza yonke into mara bahlezi emakhaya ile misebenzi nayo ayitholakale kutho ukuthi nabazali bafundisele abantwana abana into inobadangi yokuthi umuntu onase simphile ingqondo zokuthi ayofunda mara inzuzo azikho.
Wathi ngikubuze ke mfundisi uShilo wathi abasakhulayo baganunwa abo bakwatile bazondile ba they feel ubuhlungu they feel pain so sesibone abasakhulayo are now using you know protest as a means ekutshengisa uZulu ukuthi hayi thina we don't feel right with the way that things are going ekhaya kodwa ukutshengisela lokho abanye bathi akuyasiza abantu bathi akusizi wena uthini ngalokho ubona ngani kuyasiza na abantu abatsha kwele Zimbabwe ubona ngani uhulumeni uzalalela na izikhalazo zabantu abatsha njengoba usebonile ukuthi izinto azimanga ekuhle ngekhaya abantu abatsha hayi they don't feel great.
Ya yeah, ngiyathokoza ngamazwi lawo the way ngibona ngakhona vele ya yeah, ukunjengisela kwabantu baya kubakhombisa uhulumeni kuyabone ngiyazi ukuthi uhulumeni angeke abalalele angeke asilalele kunini senze nje fale mara the way abantu bayenzile ngakhona wabona yonke iminyaka abantu baseZimbabwe abazange bayenze ukundingisa into fale bakuchisa izinto bayenzani sazi ukuthi ukuchisa into ayisinto iright asiyivumeli nathi mara ngeke ukuthi abantu mabahlupheka kufana nomuntu mamuntu ahlupheka even emulilweni uyangena mara the way angakwenza ngakhona sazi ukuthi uhulumende angeke akho alalela ngeke abe nendaba ngendaba nabantu baseZimbabwe even ma ukhangela before ngithi wonke umhlaba waseZimbabwe abantu bonke baphumile ma wabona lapha emfuleni nasibini popo abantu bayafela lapho abantu abaziwa sasozakhamba uyobona amathamba abantu kuthi abantu bafuna isizo kuthi uhulumeni akhona ukubalalela mara sazi ukuthi uhulumeni wakithi angeke aze alalele so the way ngibona ngakhona kunabantu abahlalayo even ma bayenza istrike bafuna ukukhomika ukuthi uhulumeni nathi ilizwi lethu fanele lizwa kale njengabo the way bayenze ngesikhathi lesa so isikhathi ukuthi naye uhulumeni abone azale plan even yamhlanje simawabona abona abantu bayabethwa abantu bayalimaza abantu bayenda bayenza zonke izinto bathi abantu batontile impahla yabo yamasoja or neyamapolisi angeke kuyenzeka into fale so into thi ifuna kuhulumeni akhone ukuthi akhone ukulalela izikhalo zabantu ma wabona ma umuntu uhulumeni ungalaleli izikhalo zabantu bakho and ukubusa kwakho angeke kube nempumelelo ungakhona ukuyenza mara egcineni wena ngokwakho uze kuzohlunga the way kuyenzeka izinto zeZimbabwe liya sibasibona ngakhona the way bayenza ngakhona uhulumeni uthi yena unamandla amaningi uhlupha abantu baningi mara the way ukuhamba kwesikhathi yonke into le izobuyela yena nabantu bakhe labo the way asakhona naye uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi no into fana le ayisinto iright abantu bayakwata bafuna into umuntu uzokubaphatha kahle umuntu uzobafuna ngikuthi into yokungena esihlalweni ungiswe ngabantu sokuthi uma abantu bawungena esihlalweni futhi ubalalele ufakuthi yenze into bayifunayo so yinto sibonayo asithi abantu sitshise izinto mara ma ubona abantu basezimba benza njalo sikhambile yonke indawo ubona abantu bayasongola even abantu basebenza bantu basebenza nje and amazwi wami okugcina ngifuna ukugudlela izwi lasezimbabwe ukuthi abasezimba ukuthi no sazi laba basebenzayo
asibeke zeleni ngingekuthi masa yekela umsebenzi oro size la sakhumbula 2009 abantu baningi baye bakhambile amagamaza ngamtanje abazali bathola ukufalo so ukuhlungu mamuntu uyasebenza ukhola imali ephasa abantwana ukuthi bakhamele isikole abantwana sebaningi bahlezi
10 seconds umfundisi qeda phela qeda
akhona ancede ilizwe zeZimbabwe mhlambi kungakhamba kuhle ngamanye amalanga
hayi siyakuzwa umfundisi thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo lwabasha
siyathokoza kakhulu nami ngisebutsha ngithi angikafiki 40
so good welcome uhlelo lolwethu angithi
yeah angithi siyavunywa uthi nabafundisa bathuma kuba bathi bathuma ku 20 until zithi nami ngisebutsha ngiseneminye eminyaka eminingi ukuthi ngikhona ukuphambukela ngale
no good thank you so much mfundisi thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi masidibaneni same time same place next week angithi
amen
Right, umzwile hothi before I come to you actually let me go to umnumzana no Steven ngoba usakhona ecingweni sibanda ngithi usakhona ecingweni Steven usakhona ecingweni na Steven Sibanda oh angezi ukuthi u Steven okay let me come to you Mandula
Mike one thing that stands out to me is that the current leadership that we have ekhaya once faced themselves a similar government
of course
which was not a listening government, which was prepared to suffer sanctions of a worse kind than what,
we're going through,
would not listen. And they themselves are repeating the same mistake. And they must recall them to get action and movement out of Osmith, they had to go to the bush. So I think even Amar's protests that we are doing are light compared to what they had to do to get a government which has similar tendencies to they themselves to come and sit down at the table and negotiate and change course. So it's very striking to me. One other thing Umfundisi is saying when he talks of diaspora, I know we talk a lot of the suffering of the people at home. One thing we never touch on, and one day we'll investigate it, I hope, in one of your shows, the suffering of our diaspora. We just say they are sending 900 million in remittances. But we have a lot of broken people who are in the diaspora.
Of course.
People who have broken marriages.
Of course.
People who have not gone home for years. What is the psychological cost?
Who are separated from their families.
You understand? So there has been, this government has exacted a big cost on Zimbabweans. A huge cost that we can't even quantify. At home and abroad.
Okay. Well, what's that? Mlaleli Trukunzi. What's name Tereri Mlaleli? Ukhona ecingweni. Hello. Hello, Mtereri, Muripo, Ereparu, Nariapo. Kola, hello.
Hello.
Yes, mapinda mchurongwa.
Ini nangantila kutabangurube kuti dai zaita kuti wakuru wenyika wachuka wanyata ugara pasi wanyata kumbuona kuti zatu kita ziri kufadza wanu 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 wanu
Zita ndiani baba, zita ndiani.
Poita pakutaurana pakati pemapato ese zvimatonde zvenyika wemachechi woyeka kuonesana kuti nyika ingafambe sei.
Mdara, ndati zita ndiani.
Ndi Joe.
Mukoma Joe, chendra yenyu mberi mati mamuchiti.
Tangalichiti dai wanyasa kushandisawo mweya wechinamato. Kuti wanhu varwadziwa. Kwa shio ononiti miro chaka itika masonda afura ayaka. Uweza kupulisisa wangu ni zatribita isi. Wanuzi kwa faza ere, kana utavisu kwa faza bozi. Igo zimezi, kwa tiri kuna kumabaza ewa aftombo famba, kumashoba, kutengeka, mafuta, kutangira pa $20. Saka, hei wanita ugaropa.
Muruku kwa joku Zimbabwe, mkoma. Jo.
Chicha tenga iti njika, ikonese kwa inambelezo kanaka.
Na, muruku kwa joku Zimbabwe.
Ndiri kwa hondi kwa Mandela.
Anda kutofunza. Nekuti nasa andiri hurumende yakaunzawo mabhazi manyowa naye mazupuko. Saka ndachida kuziva kuti muri kuchema muri kuti hamuna transport asi hurumende yakaunza mabhazi seiko.
Mabhazi ari muHarare dzimwe nzvimbo zhinji hadzina zvakaita kumamisha kune varimi kune vamwe mabhizinesi vanofamba odheyo vachienda kumabasa hakutomborina mabhazi.
Saka sezvo vechidiki muri munhu wechidiki here?
Ndipo
chidiki. Saka ndimi kama amuchiratidzira kana vhiki rapera.
Aiwa, jokuratidzira taifukuratidzira patanga tongoona zviri kuitika pa sai nekungondwa pamanyuzi.
Saka ndudzewo imi semunhu wechidiki pamunoonawo vamwe vechidiki vachibudawo vachinoratidzira migwagwa umo. Nemaondere enyu chii chinofanira kuitika kuti hurumende iteerere zvichemo zvevechidiki?
Chinofanira kuitika kuita kuti hurumende yacho itanyanya kuona kuti vanhu vari kumbochemera chii chavari kuda wogara pasi woonesana kuti zvekuda izvi womboedza kuitawo zviri kuda vanhu vacho. Ndozvanomaonera angu inini vachishandisa mweya wemwari bhosi kana pasina mweya wamwari unoshanda mumunhu ka zvinongoramba zvakaomba ende hapana anomboita pfungwa dzekuti ngatiite izvi zvinoita kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kurarama zvakanaka zvinogona kutoita wese kupfuura zvakaitika last week izvi.
Aiwa mukoma Joe, tinotenda zvikuru, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Pane vamwe vavatariri vakabata parunhare, handiti baba.
Alright, andrika pia Jehova Mandela.
Mufone zvekare next week, tinenge takatokumirirai.
Alright, pakanaka vaita va.
So umnumzana lapo ucho uya shuti hai ngombono wake, spirit is needed. Prayer is needed. Uti ino ena kipurama.
It won't work. Umanu
sicho kanjalo.
This government to appeal to their good, they have no good nature. They don't have it. And if you want a clear example, you saw Chiwenga's response to the striking nurses. He told them, go to work or you're fired. And we have said there's no empathy from this government. They don't have empathy for the people. Mnangagwa, when he had people are on the streets and he's abroad, he just turn the plane around, I'm going home. There's chaos. But he continues.
He cancelled the devils. What's he saying?
He was going to be embarrassed there. That is why. He has sent him to lead, go and take the embarrassment.
So whatever candidate to Avant Batini Uterimo Uti, yes please, plus send the army back to their barracks, that would be a great sign. U George Dewe Uti Chamisa is the solution. Usera Uti Masura say Muria Zimbabwe, Iowa, Sisera Tinu Kamchiram Jirongwa, Utenesen Sbuye Uti, watching from Sweden, Africa, Huemora, I think it's Huemora, how's it going there, Taysa? Ulamek Kavia Uti, watching from Botswana, Dumelan Purwami, Unu Life Jumbo Uti, watching from Kariba, U Stanford Uti, watching from South Africa. Right, Ontanga. Early on, I'm sure a lot of people have witnessed these days in Zagalagwele, Africa. In Dabalena, abantu abasakhulayo who go to the streets and protest is not just a Zimbabwean story. Abantu abasakhulayo South Africa, labo they've done it. Abantu abasemazweni achieneyo, labo they've done it. Now, Kelvin, this incident that happened last week made young Africans, people from different parts of the African continent, feel ukuthi hey, labo they must pay attention to the Zimbabwean story. Young people took to social media. I saw some South Africans. Abantu abafana labo Pearl Tusi, one of the musicians, Nasty C, all these prominent people were all saying either pray for Zimbabwe or raising awareness based on what happened in Zimbabwe. Omunye wangkhona is an artist and a poet. Ibizo lakhe nguNomonde Sky. Right. So, Ontanga, before we go further with this issue and we talk about it from an African context, let's take a look at what Nomonde Sky had to say about Zimbabwe.
Right.
Her name is Zimbabwe. The youngest out of all of Azania's children. She's on fire. At a time where she offered refuge to many a countries, many a continents, not even South Africa can umbrella the light that is burning against her own. She's on fire. Yes, we will say that they have no internet connection, but don't lie. It is trending their screams. It is trending their cries. It is trending their hunger. It is trending their blood. It is trending their prayers. Where is God? Where is that white Jesus? Where is the Bill of Rights? Where is that freedom? And by the time that they decide to jump the border, we as South Africans will be screaming xenophobia because they're coming to steal our jobs, they're coming to steal our peace, they're coming to steal our land. At a time where such is happening, they're not supposed to live at a place where their mother is set alight. She's on fire. She's not giving up. She's still holding on. But by the time the internet is back on, by the time the lights are switched on, by the time the sun is replaced back into the heavens, she will be nothing but a graveyard. Multiple coffins and trending hashtags again. But she's on fire. She is on fire on earth. She is on fire. It is hell. She is on fire. Her children are hungry. She is on fire. She doesn't understand what she did wrong. Her only sin being black. Her only sin being righteous. Her only sin breathing. She's on fire. Slowly burning from the inside out. Destroying her spirit. Making her give up. She is on fire. Our family members are on the other side. And it is quite a blessing when we can get that text message that says they're all right in the morning. Our family members are on the other side. And we are unable to call. Our family members are on the other side. And we don't know if we'll see them again by nightfall. Our family members are on the other side. And they can't see their future. Because Azania's last born is on fire. We can't subject it to just a hashtag. When we are free, can't we do something for them? When we are free, can't we free our brothers and sisters when they did so much for us? But she is on fire. And by the time the lights are back on, it'll be misty black.
Now, Ngunomonde Sky, uyashuthi, she is on fire. That was a poem that she did last week. Lapo ubulembu bokuxhumana, the internet was turned off in Zimbabwe, and she's saying, she was scared because she couldn't tell whether her family was okay on the other side of the border. What do you think? Tell us what you think. At Nomonde Sky is her username. Follow her on social media. Balani milayezelo in the comment section. This chelukuthi umbono wenu mayelana nge poem eka Nomonde Sky. What is it? Right, Ontanga, now we're talking about the African story now. When we're talking about the protests are not unique to Zimbabwe. African youth all over the continent have taken to the streets and protest for different reasons, of course. For example, Gwele South Africa, they had the Fees Must Fall movement. Lapho abantu abasakhulayo felt ukuthi school fees was getting way out of hand. It was way too expensive. Baphuma ngobuningi babo, they were all protesting. It got violent. Uhulumende had to respond. And of course, Uhulumende responded appropriately. Abanye bathi sibone Umalusi Gigaba last year, when he was finance minister, ANC announcement in Kalagata City, e-school fees might, and we're talking tertiary education, not just primary and secondary, tertiary education was going to be next to free. Right, so joining me in studio to help me discuss this, not just Kelvin Manduna, but we have another reporter here from Voice of America, Umnumzana Edward Rema. Eddie, welcome.
What's up, Mike?
What's up? Why yes?
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, what we're talking about today is the protests on the youth continent. Like I said, we've seen young people take out to the streets in Zimbabwe recently. Last week, young people are on the forefront. One of them actually recently, you know, there's his story. Kevin Chota was told he was one of the people that died. Are these protests helpful for young people?
Well, one thing I would say, to the Zimbabwean youth, number one, they have been able to test the freedom. Mm-hmm. So they have tested it and they think apparently they can do something beyond what they tested so that they can achieve their hopes, their aspirations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this happening across the entire African continent. Mm-hmm. We've seen young people changing regimes in mm-hmm. Tunisia. We've seen young people changing regimes in Egypt. These are Arab countries where people never thought that even protests would be allowed. Mm-hmm. We're seeing what is happening in Khartoum right now. Mm-hmm. Whoever expected anything like that mm-hmm. to happen mm-hmm. In a country like Sudan? So what is happening is that the continent itself, the majority of the population on the continent is the youth.
Young people.
They make mm-hmm. up close to over 60%. And they keep seeing their dreams
being shattered.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's why right now there's this movement of young people. They're using all kinds of
Social media.
So their mm-hmm. internet. And they see what is happening in Zimbabwe. might inspire other people in DRC, for example. They might inspire people in Uganda. In Uganda, we saw young people protesting together with Bobby Wine, a popular musician. But, well, they were crushed, but that did not stop them from going on. So this is a movement that is growing on the African continent, and I hope at the end of the day, these young people will one time say, our efforts
were worth it.
Nyamuzo.
If we're going to talk about it from a Zimbabwean context, like he said, the protests have come time and time and time again. And of course, like Stephen Spunder said, there is a price that's going to be paid. Lives are going to be lost. Property is going to be broken. But it's all for the better, greater good of the cause. Do you think that this is beneficial with the government at hand? Do you think that, because I'll give you an example. Last week, some of the people that I was speaking to, they feel as though government responding with force is a sign Eos Uhulumend is now on its back heels. Do you think that this protest, putting government on its back heels, is something that eventually will make government buckle?
It can make them buckle, or it can make them even worse. As you see now, our government has gone into survival mode. And it's like an animal which bays teeth now at you. All the pretenses of being open for business and democracy, they are gone now.
But he's still saying it's open for business.
he had to rush from the devils to come back up.
You see, that is gone. So it can bring out the worst. And we saw it. And for me, you know, my other hat is as a legal, is my background. I don't like the avenue of protest because apart from Tunisia, if you recall, all the countries which went the Arab Spring way, look at Libya today. Look at Egypt. They have ended up again with the military. You understand? It's a blunt instrument. I would rather we go and that's how we strengthen our democratic processes. By turning over a government, but if it's an impeachment to happen, let it happen, etc. This is how our systems will get stronger. But when we go the protest way, it means our constitutional process has failed.
But it's a constitutional right to protest.
No, but it means that our institutions that are meant to govern policy and so on are not working. We have now had to go to the street and use a live ammunition and so on.
And in most cases, people go to that because they see it as their last
resort.
They've tried to use reasonable conversation and stuff. They end up not working. So the last resort is to go to the streets.
I agree with you totally. Yeah.
And the other thing I would add on is right now when you look at the African youth, most of them are educated. They've gone to school, but the problem is unemployment.
Of course.
So this also motivates them to try to see how they can take down the dinosaurs and probably bring in those fresh ideas so that they can prosper their country.
Well, it's true, I think, for the urban youth. But you saw in our election, for many of our countries, we are still a rural majority.
Of course.
And I find the ruling parties take advantage of either illiteracy or poverty of our youths to buy them with goodies, a few trinkets, to vote a certain way. And I think that level of ignorance among our youth is still another challenge that we face. The Western model is not working for a lot of our countries. We just cut and pasted. Yeah. But we are not Democrats or constitutional beings, in at least the ruling parties. It's not in their DNA to go that way. So this is a challenge, and you are seeing it across the continent, as Edward is saying.
Ugodwa uyabezwa abasakhulayo bona bathi hayi abanye ba bayangena kuhlelo and vanhu vari kutaura zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana vakawanda vanopinda pana Studio 7 vanhu vachiti aiwa hurumende taneta nayo ichamisa ngaapinde hurumende taneta nayo ichamisa ngaapinde. Now earlier on you touched on how practical that is. Impracticality aside, how do we move forward as a country in a way that will generate, I guess, a conversation between all stakeholders, especially abantu abasakhulayo?
I should first say I'm not optimistic. I have to say so. Because the attitude of the protagonists we are dealing with is not making me optimistic. Their track record doesn't lend me to. I can say, oh, we should dialogue as they're calling for, and they will listen. But they've never shown. They've been there for 40 years for us to understand how they behave. They are not of the listening type. Our doctors were on strike recently. Why did they not listen? If the caregivers, there's no more important constituents than this.
Okay.
That you listen to say, but they wouldn't listen.
All right. Ontanga, it looks like his cut sits pelile. Ontanga, svalegile. We didn't even notice. Time's good when you have fun. Good night, Zimbabwe.